Now,
the rest of the story. Here sits a man in chains. He's not a common criminal. That should be apparent to anyone, if only from the dignity of his bearing, the authoritative set of his jaw, the cut of his clothing. Indeed, he has enjoyed the rank of admiral. He had connections in the highest councils of government, and yet here he sits in chains. Let me tell you what I know about the admiral after I tell you what history suspects. History suspects that he'd been a pirate. No, there's no evidence, there's no proof. Yet the most diligent scholars cannot account for 10 years of the admiral's life. He admitted in his diary to shuttling a slave ship, and I suspect that he and his brothers were in fact pirates. They grew up in a seaport town. They learned the sailor's craft as naturally as a farm boy learns to plow. And these were days of less official surveillance. Then and thereabouts, rival merchants got no interference from the Coast Guard if they sometimes raided one another for pleasure and profit. Trading ships necessarily became armed men of war. So the sailor became a soldier, naturally. I guess what I'm saying, and again this is the consensus of historians, is that our imprisoned admiral, in his youth, for most or all of 10 years of his life, had been a pirate. But somehow he managed subsequently to draw an impenetrable veil over this period of his life, between the time he was 9 and the time he was 19. At any event, all of this was more than 20 years ago. However he may have misspent his youth, all of that's past. All of that is erased and forgotten. And yet now here he is on an island about 200 miles from our Florida coast, and he's in jail, and he is in chains. Now, part of the problem is that there is dissension on this island. There is restiveness. As a matter of fact, restiveness bordering on rebellion, and our innocent admiral was suspect of being one of the rebels. And that explains why the nervous governor had him removed from his ship and thrown into jail. Well, I have researched the history of this incident and that time, and can tell you with confidence that the admiral was in no way connected with the island rebellion. As a matter of fact, he had steered his ship there entirely by mistake. Incidentally, this was not that particular admiral's first navigational miscalculation, but for this blunder, he paid with the humiliating ignominy of being thrown into jail. And eventually, he was shipped home in chains. Though just 8 years before, through another navigational boo-boo, he had discovered America. Admiral Christopher Columbus. And now you know the rest of the story.